Hello.
Hello, Mildred.
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from Royco Construction.
Yes.
And I'm just calling to let you know that we're going to be there tomorrow morning, and we're going to replace your roof. We're going to start tearing...
On what?
On your house. We're going to start tearing the roof off of your house.
I left and forget it. I had a new roof put on the house.
Oh, no, no. You've already paid for it, and we're ready to start work tomorrow.
Ah, oh, you're crazy.
No, you're crazy. Is this Mildred?
Hey, listen. I've got a building that... Who are you?
I'm Dave from Royco Construction.
I don't. You've got the wrong number.
No, this is Mildred Monday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, on.
Are you talking about my building out in the yard or my house I live in?
Both. We're gonna do both roofs. We're gonna.
No.
Yes. We're replacing your roof. It's already been paid for, and it's gonna happen. Tomorrow.
Oh, listen, you're crazy. I just had a roof put on this house 2 years ago. Your information's all messed up.
Well, no, we've been contracted to take your roof off.
No, you're not taking my roof off.
Listen,
don't come up here and even start that stuff. I ain't no fool.
We're not replacing your roof. We're not putting a new roof on. We're just taking your old roof away.
I have my roof. Are you crazy?
Yeah, you don't. No more roof for you. We're taking your roof off.
Oh, you just come up here and I'll call the police.
No, we have a contract.
Normal people use telephones to call people. They don't obsess over them.
Get a life phone, loser.
We've been trying to call you, and your name is Roy. What is your last name?
It's Gerbel.
So I'm being called on the telephone.
Yeah, just write that.
You know what? I think you better take... a pill and smoke another funny cigarette and shove it up your ass. Don't you ever call this number again.
I know that the phone's not a toy. I just got a call from a Roy. The number shows up and it's spoofed. Says he's at my house replacing my roof. Man, this guy's a jerk for this. I just rushed home, left work for this. No one's at my house on my roof. This Roy guy, what a goof. We just made a non-sweet pool and the landlord says not cool. Not on the lease, my name's Roy Gerbel, unit 203. I'm a tenant from hell. There's a tunnel system attached. We found a secret hatch. Don't get smart with me and I'm tight. This is now an archaeological dig site.
Hey everybody, you're listening to episode 410 of the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Arby, and today's show is sponsored by Lion 4, or Lion X, I don't know, I don't understand these Roman numeral things. But thank you, Lion 4, for sponsoring this episode and being a supporter of the show over at the Patreon on patreon.com/phonelosers. Everyone should be a supporter of the show, you damn freeloaders. So I guess the pumpkin carving thing is over. I was going to say contest, but it's not really a contest. That's too much work for me to judge things, you know. So if you did a pumpkin this year, thank you for doing a PLA pumpkin and sending me a picture of it, or in some cases a video that I had to convert into an animated GIF. But send me an email with your address in it if you did the pumpkin this year, and I will definitely send you some stickers or buttons or maybe a PLA playing card or two. Not a whole deck, just a card. You know those playing cards that Don Fickles designed for us? I put them up on the Zazzle store, and they are awesome. They look amazing, but they're a little fucked up around the edges, like I didn't put enough border around the edge. So I gotta get on Zazzle and readjust those a little bit. And I know a couple people already have bought decks of cards, and the card's gonna be a little off-center. Sorry, it's my fault. I blame Lion 4. I'll put a link in the show notes to the decks of cards if you don't know what I'm talking about. And hopefully, by the time I release this episode, I will have fixed the issue with them. Stupid, stupid me. So today we're doing a live show. I mean, I did a live show yesterday, which was Saturday. I'm putting the date on today's show as 11/4/2017, even though today is the day after that. Don't tell anyone. But this is a live show that I did yesterday, where I called people out of a Rotary Club directory and talked to people about camping in their yards and astronomy and mail that they lost from the 1980s. And I don't know, just a bunch of crazy ideas from the chat room. That's what you get to listen to today, right after a word from our sponsor. I mean the sponsor that isn't Lion 4.
Hi, you remember my pal 2XL.
I am 2XL, the smartest robot in the world.
Don't get carried away, 2XL, because I can make you even smarter with these exciting new tapes. For kids, teens, adults, on sports, world records, science fiction, music, puzzles, riddles, jokes.
With my looks and your brains, we could go far.
Don't get too smart. 2XL tapes by Mego.
At toy stores everywhere.
So I guess I should do things. Make calls or something. I don't know what I'm doing today. I still don't have any ideas. I still have this directory open from whatever I was doing on the last Hobosode. What was I doing on the last Hobosode? Just asking old people weird things. Oh yeah, I was telling them I was camping in their yards. Maybe I'll just do more of that. Could do some Amazon calls. This is a Rotary Club directory, and I'm like 3/4 of the way through it. But really, I could just go through the whole thing again, because it's Saturday, people are going to be open. The song Channel Zero. Channel Zero is not a song. What are you talking about? Oh yeah, it is. What am I talking about? I'm not awake yet, you guys. I've been up for 4 hours. I got up at 6 a.m. I don't know why. I tried to go back to sleep, and it didn't work. So I'm just going to be tired all day. I'm just going to suck. Sorry.
Ever wish you could send one voice recording to multiple people? Now you can.
Wow.
With Fly Broadcast.
It's like living in the 90s. So I don't know. I'm going to call people from this Rotary Club directory. Can someone tell me what the fuck a Rotary Club is? It seems to be related to businesses somehow, because every person in this directory has their business. Like classification, business position. This guy is retired. Business name. He worked at the university. This guy was an education and training director, hospital development, but he's retired now. It's mostly old people, you know, probably young people. They're too busy actually working to join Rotary Clubs and stuff. But there were some young people in here. I know they didn't like me camping in their yards. Even if they didn't believe me, they hated that. Great Big Pete wants me to tell him bedtime stories. Is it? It's about that time. Like, this is over in on the east side of the country. So it could be time for their mid-afternoon nap. Nice warm glass of milk and a mid-afternoon nap.
You have reached Clemson University Air Force ROTC detachment.
Jesus Christ. Calling the Air Force. It's the last thing I need right now. Fucking with the Air Force. Call from the city and redraw their property lines based on their race. That'd be kind of hard, because there only seems to be one race in this directory here that I'm calling.
Hello?
Hi, Sally?
Yes?
Hey, it's Larry. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street. You know Larry?
Larry.
Yeah, what you doing?
Watching TV.
What are you watching?
Football.
Cool. Who's winning?
Let me put my husband on.
Why? No. I just needed to find out if you guys found anything in your backyard. My son and I, last weekend, we were out there camping in your yard, and we dropped his compass. Like, as we were packing up the tent, we must have, like, dropped the compass on the ground.
Where do you live?
Just down, well, I'm, do you know where Grayland Drive is?
I think you've got the wrong address.
No, you're on Holiday East. We were camping in your backyard. over the weekend, last weekend?
We were here. We never saw your tent.
No, we were. It was just a middle of the night thing. We came after sunset, put up the tent, had a little campfire. You know, just father.
Let me put my husband father on. And he's been down there.
Sun bonding time.
This guy said he was camping in our backyard last weekend. We must have been on the core property. He said his son dropped his compass, and he wanted to know if we'd found it.
And by compass, he means his bag of weed. That's what Gunker says.
Hello?
Hi, Al?
Looks like I can just barely hear you.
Oh.
Okay.
Turn it up.
There you go.
There you go. Hey, Al?
Yes.
What you doing?
Who is this?
It's Larry. I live over... just, you know, a little ways away. I'm over on Country Walk Lane.
Yeah.
And my son and I, we were camping in your backyard. I know you don't have much of a yard, like, it's more wooded area, but, like, right by your house, kind of, we set up a tent. Had a little campfire going, but we packed up before sunrise, and I think...
You've got the wrong backyard.
Oh,
you really do. I don't have a backyard.
Well, more like the side...
Huh? The only thing I have goes right down to our dock, and it's all core property, and there was no tents there any place around.
No, it was the middle of the night. We were gone by sunrise. You're on Holiday East, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah. He lost his compass. I was hoping maybe you found it when you were out there doing whatever you do.
No, maybe. I haven't found any compass at all.
Okay. Well, if you find it, can you give us a call? Because, you know, that compass has been in our family for 3 generations.
Well, why don't you come over and take a look for it? I'm not going down there and look.
Well, you're closer. I'm all the way here at my house.
Well, I'm not going down there to look. It's not my compass. It's not my problem.
Yeah, but this is like, he's a middle school kid. You're going to, you want me to put my son on the phone and you can tell him you don't feel like looking for his... beloved compass.
Why don't you come over? Why don't you feel like looking for it?
Because I'm watching football, and I don't.
So am I.
Well, yeah, but you're right there. You could like go out in a commercial break and take a look around.
Forget it. If you don't want to come look at it, I don't even know who you are. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Okay.
So I'm getting off.
We're gonna use. Oh, hey, that's gross. TMI. I was getting ready to tell him a great big Pete's idea: snorkel camping. That's what we're doing tonight. We're going to do snorkel camping. Is snorkel camping real? Like, I guess that's I Regret Jumping's idea, but what do you do? Like, set up underground and just go to sleep with a pipe in your mouth? How's that work? I'm confused. I'm intrigued. All right. That wasn't horrible for a first call, I guess. I Regret Jumping made it up. I think you're onto something, I Regret Jumping. Snorkel camping? Oh, it's a gay community thing? Okay, never mind. I don't want any trouble. A lot of these people seem to live around a lake, so I could do snorkel camping somewhere else.
Good morning, Sam Morrow.
Holy crap. Are you on speaker?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Sounds awful.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah, much better. What the hell kind of potato was that before?
That was my headphones.
Oh,
who's
man.
Calling, please?
Like, what brand? I want to make sure I never buy that brand.
They're much better as headphones than as speakers for a phone.
Yeah. It didn't answer my question, but... Hey, I was just wondering, like, my son and I were over there camping in your yard not too long ago. Like, you know, back, I think it was on Wednesday night.
Sorry. Who is this?
Oh, this is Roy. I live, in the neighborhood. I'm over on, I'm just like around the block a bit on Edgewood. But we came over to your yard and we camped. You know, we just had a tent up overnight.
My yard where?
On Elm Street.
On North Elm Street?
Yeah.
You tented where?
Just kind of right behind the house. You know, my son, he's a Boy Scout, and he had to earn a camping badge thing. So we just walked around till we found a good place, but he hung up. Hebrew Hamster wants me to say I had a nightmare. Now I want him to pay for counseling.
Hello?
Oh, hey, it's your headset again. I just had a quick question about the camping.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. Where do you live again?
I'm on Edgewood, here in town. You know, it's
in
yeah, and yep, and we were camping in your yard. And I mean, it's just that, like, I had a nightmare that night. I don't know why, but I feel like you should have to pay for the counseling. I'm serious. You know, I had
I am a PhD. I'm a doctor, I could actually probably give you counseling for that.
Oh, that's perfect. I mean, like, as long as
you have medical insurance.
No, I think you should have to pay for it. Like, I was basically having.
Well, that's fine. I'll bill it through my company. So yeah, we can start right away.
Okay, great then. I was like having night terrors in front of my son. It's very embarrassing, and he was scared.
And I can understand that. Like, I can understand that.
And I feel like it's, you know, it's on your property.
I'll be happy to write you a prescription.
Oxycodone,
probably,
please?
And you'll have to sleep inside for a couple weeks.
Yep. What kind of prescription? What you got?
Depends upon what type of medical plan you have.
Oxycodone? Heroin? Could you write me a prescription for 3 heroines, please?
we don't have that stuff too weak. We got OxyContin.
Yeah.
We have much stronger medicines than that, and none of that backwoods primitive medicine.
Meth, please. Maybe some of those mushrooms like I found out in the woods behind your house. That'd be nice.
Hey, well, you're supposed to give those back. I don't think we gave you grazing and gathering rights.
I sort of gave them back because I threw up.
Well, you know, the Vikings used to.
Hey, you know what? You know what? You know what? You know what?
You should.
There, he hung up on me. I'm going to hang up on him. I don't need to be laughed at. Fuck this guy. This is bullshit. Yeah, I should have brought the police on the line. You know, I can do that now. I can be like, shit, I would have done that.
This is Officer Mahoney, and you're in a lot of trouble, sir.
Tee-hee. All right, let me cross that guy out. See, they're all home today. It's Saturday. I'm not going to do... I mean, we got to stop the camping thing. Come on. The camping thing, that's ridiculous. What the hell? Maybe, I don't know, could kill some lawns. Give me a second. I'm going to go to Google Maps and see what type of place we're looking at. Oh, man. Tim Riggy. I think that's how you pronounce it. He wants me to say I live in a bubble in the lake. Oh, yeah, here we go. Like, this is more of a suburban type area. This is, like, not in the woods, this guy. Over on, Yeah. So there's no lake here. Damn it. No lake. I should have told those first people. I want to say I live in a bubble in the lake. That sounds amazing. Maybe I'll just look at everyone's address, and if they live on a lake, then I live in a bubble. But this guy definitely has a backyard. He has a driveway and everything. It's very fancy. I live in a bubble in the sky? Okay.
Hello, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill. This is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live kind of like on the backside of your house over there on Dogwood Terrace.
Yeah.
Yep. What you doing?
Well, I'm getting ready to blow off the driveway. What you need?
Wow, this neighborhood. You know that tree that's like right in the middle of your backyard?
Yeah. the one that's in the back corner?
Yeah. It's kind of tall.
Yeah.
And do you think you could just cut that down real quick? Because, like, I've been getting into astronomy lately, and I've got a telescope up out on the roof by the window, and you're blocking
my... Okay, you're talking about the bush.
No, the tree, the big tree, because, like, it's blocking my view of Venus's two moons.
Well, I'm a little confused now. You're talking about...
Venus has moons, too.
Okay, tell me where you're located again.
I'm kind of behind you, but a little off to the side.
Okay, who lives beside you over there? I'm
Oh, that asshole, that old guy, that asshole, the one that, like, looks at me every time I leave. But, like, okay, so Venus, it's, like, just over the horizon, and when I have my telescope pointed, it's, like, pointed straight at your house. And if you cut that tree down, I'll be able to not only look in your windows, but I'll be able to see Venus's two moons.
Are you sure it's me?
Yeah, 105, you know, coming from Rahane. That one, yep.
Okay, now, what's your address again?
Well, I'm on Dogwood Terrace. I'm just kind of behind you, but a couple houses down. And I'm doing, you know, I've been getting into astronomy, and you're fucking
tree. You're talking about the tall tree, not the green fir tree.
Jesus Christ, what was that? Stop kicking your dog.
No. You're talking about this giant oak tree.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about, you dog abuser.
Roy, I can't believe you're asking me to get somebody to get up in the top of that giant oak tree and cut some of them off.
All of it. Like, don't have it higher than your house because it blocks. It's like sky pollution.
Well,
polluting the sky.
What's your last name again?
And Gerbel. And, you know, maybe just chop both of them down just to be safe because...
Well, I tell you what, I mean,
you know, Venus,
I appreciate your studying astronomy, but
Venus
you've
moves.
Got some gall to ask me.
Well, at least I don't...
Chop down a whole tree just so that you can see from your house.
Yeah, at least I don't go around kicking my dog, though.
I'd be a good neighbor, but I think that's way out of line. Chop down the top of a tree.
Well, just chop down the whole tree, then.
It can't be just my tree, because there's another tree right next to it from Art Ray that lives right behind me in a two-story house.
Yeah, but the angle that I'm looking, that one doesn't matter. And apparently you don't know anything about astronomy, because Venus isn't in that direction. It's right...
Well, have you ever thought of, is there another location in your house, or go outside and watch?
No.
I still think that's crazy that you want me to go up and cut down the top part of my tree so you can see the heavens. I think that's a little out of line as, you know, trying to be neighborly and asking
I'll let
neighbor.
You...
I mean, I've got trees all over my backyard, so I'm even still kind of concerned.
I'll let you come over and look yourself, or I can email you pictures of what it looks like, and then you'll understand.
Why don't you walk over... come through Art's yard or down the driveway, come to my back
fucking Art
back fence here, because I've got I've only got one tree, but neighbors have got other trees, and their trees are right behind mine, so I can't believe that it's just mine.
Is it just that you don't believe in space? Like, are you one of those flat earth people?
No, I'm not any of that.
Because, Venus is real. Two moons.
First of all, to get somebody to go up there and do that, I'm sure, is very expensive.
I'll do it.
And I don't want to, you know. You know, in 70-plus years, I've never had it. I've lived in a lot of places over those years, have never had
blah 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 blah.
You know, anybody do that? You know, my reaction would
old
be you need to
activate
the window or your bedroom or wherever it's convenient for you to get another angle.
Yep.
I'm sure you don't do this, you know, an hour a day every day or something. I guess
maybe
you're obviously
doing
it at night.
Yeah,
but
mostly daytime. But you know, sometimes I get up there at night too. Hey, do you, maybe I could
tell me your house address. I'm still not sure. You're on Dogwood.
Yeah, just like back there, not on the cul-de-sac side, but you know, a little bit down the way. Look, I've got some experimental equipment.
If you're down there,
I've got some.
There are a whole bunch of trees. I'm looking in that direction.
Activated.
Yep.
I think you're out of line, Roy.
Okay.
I'm not exactly.
I've got a new solution. How about if I beam powerful microwaves at the top of your tree, and that should make all of the leaves wither and die? And maybe I could just kind of see through the branches then?
Roy.
What?
Have you been drinking?
No, I don't drink.
Well, wow. No, I think the short answer to that, Roy, is I'm not going to get up there and deface my tree.
Right, but if I...
Just so that you can see Venus at night. You go out on your patio, out in your front yard,
and Venus's
around.
And Venus's two moons, if you know what I mean.
Well, I am familiar with that, too. But, you know, if you're wanting to see Venus, and I know you are...
And her two moons.
You need to move around. You don't need to... start finding people's trees and telling them to cut them down.
Well, if you don't want to cut it down, I offered another solution. I can beam high-powered microwaves, and the radiation will make the leaves wither and fall off, and then I could just kind of look through the branches.
Well, you know that if you wait probably another 2 weeks, all those leaves are going to be gone anyway.
Oh, you know what else will happen in 2 weeks? Venus will be over China, and then I can't see it anymore.
Roy, that's even crazier. You've got a small window here to do it.
I know.
That's even less of a reason for me to cut down my tree so you can watch Venus in the comfort of your house for, you know, a month or whatever it is. I'm
And Venus's two moons.
I try to be a good neighbor, but I think you're way out of line by asking
State Farm.
Me to do that.
Well,
and I'll just kind of go on record. I don't know if you're, you know,
I'm recording.
You're shooting radio beams up there to knock off the leaves.
We could just set it on fire. Could you set it on fire?
Well, you know, if you do any of that, now you're starting to really kick me off.
No. I didn't say I was going to set it on fire. I was just suggesting maybe you could. And could you tell your dog to shut up?
I tell you what, Roy, I think this conversation's over. You're way out of line.
Nuh-uh. That guy was fun. Maybe I should Google Map every single call. I can tell him right where I am, and I want to. I really want to live in a bubble under the lake. I want to do snorkeling. I want to do nighttime snorkel camping, tenting, whatever. Parkman has a good idea. Call from the post office. A moody mail woman, which is an oxymoron, is starting next week, and they need to be extra nice around this time of month. Let me get my notes up here. I'll do that. You were bathing in the lake, and they both just kept looking at you. I'm going to stop doing pranks. Just watch the chat room. Your ideas are hilarious. All right, let's go to the next one. I'm really surprised at the answer rate so far today. I've talked to like 3 people now, haven't I? And they were all pretty amusing. I love this Rotary Club directory. I think someone named Arbs sent this to me. Okay, here's some Donna, and her husband's name is Jimb. Donna and Jimb, they don't have lakefront property, but they have a lot of woods behind them.
If you would like to leave a message for Jim, Donna, or Jimb. Corey, please do so after the tone. Thanks, and have a great day.
Hello, Jim, Donna. I just call in. This is your neighbor. It's Roy. And, yeah, okay, I'm hanging up. Bye. That should confuse the crap out of them. I bet you they'll play that message at least 7 times. Oh, they have a cell phone. I could call their cell phone.
Hi, you've reached Donna. I'm sorry that I can't answer the phone at this time, but if you will leave your message, I'll be glad to call you back as soon as possible. Have a great day.
Should I? Hey, Donna. I'm calling just to let you know it's okay to be white. Bye. I don't know what that means. Johnny Lemon said to say it. Don't blame me. But it's true. It's okay to be white. Don't be ashamed. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't give in to the whole white guilt thing. It's a bunch of bullshit. And it's okay for me to say that because I'm white. Oh, this guy lives at a P.O. box. What do I do? I don't know what to do. Oh, the post office. he's not going to pick up anyway.
This is Philip.
Hey, Philip. This is Steve Day from the post office. Hey, I'm calling to let you know that you don't have any special deliveries today. No packages in your P.O. box. Nothing.
Okay. Why are you doing that?
It's just a new service we offer. We're trying to compete with all the other competing post offices like Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, they're their own post office now. And like, if you have their app, it tells you every day you don't have deliveries. So we're just going to do it by phone. We're going to be calling you up every day, let you know no special deliveries, no registered mail. There might be some letters. Oh. There might be some letters in there. I don't know. I'm just saying there's nothing out of the ordinary.
Nothing out of the ordinary. Okay. Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call.
There might be junk mail. I don't know.
Oh, I don't want any junk mail.
Yeah, yeah. We won't be calling on Sundays, but we're going to be calling 2 or 3 times a day, Monday through Saturday. Just to let
you know. All right. Well,
we'll let you know.
I appreciate the call.
We'll let you know either way.
All right. Thank you.
And I just need to know for my records here, do you have a dog?
Yes.
What's his age?
About 13 years old.
13, okay, great. Could you put him on the phone real quick?
No.
Why not? It's a new thing. Okay. Yep. He's one of those controlling people. Thinks he owns the fucking dog. Bob and Harriet. This guy doesn't live on a lake. Taking a look at his house. He's got a nice pool. Got a big old shed. Oh man, this is a perfect yard for camping. Like, he wouldn't want me here. I think we need to revisit the camping thing. But there's no water. I could say I live underneath the tunnels underneath his house and his pool's leaking. Snorkel camp in the pool? Okay. I regret jumping. Why not? That's a weird idea, Tim. What the hell? Lay off the drugs.
Hi, you've reached the home of Bob and
Harriet. Ah, okay. Cell phone, I guess?
Hello?
Hello, Bob?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy Gerbel. I'm with Amazon Delivery Services, and we had a drone delivery in your neighborhood. You know, one of those flying machines that was going to one of your neighbors, and it got stuck in your tree in your backyard.
Oh.
It looks like it's a tree right between your house and your swimming pool.
Okay.
Like, do you think you could get up there with a broom and knock it down?
I'm over in Easley right now.
Oh, balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got a package. It's a delivery package attached to a drone, and it was trying to go to your neighbors, and now we're not going to be able to charge them for the higher price shipping because the drone's stuck in your tree.
Well, wait just a minute, and I'll give you, I got a guy working there in the yard.
Okay.
His name is Ken.
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay. And let's see if you can get a hold of him.
Let me find a post.
I'll have to. His number's in my phone here, so.
Okay, I can hold.
I'll have to.
I gotta find paper. Anyway.
Okay.
Wait, what am I doing? I have a computer in front of me. Fuck, Brad. So stupid. Looking all over my desk for paper. What's wrong with me? Sorry. I talk to myself a lot.
I need to I need to find a number in here. How do I do that? Go to contact. No, I'm on the phone.
Come on, come on, honey. What do I pay you for?
And then do it again. Yeah.
Tell her about the drone.
Go to contact.
Type, type. Click, click. Just ask Siri. Siri, what's that guy's number?
Can you hear me?
Yep. Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Oh, wait, let me... Wait. There's a way for me to do this. I know.
His mobile number.
There we go. All right. Okay, what's his name?
And his name's Ken.
Ken.
Ken Wanna. Yeah, Ken. K-E-N.
K-E-E-A-N. Okay.
No, just K-E-N.
Okay. Oh, Ken.
Ken.
Like Penn.
Yeah, he's a Laotian, so he's got a, his name is really Wanatone.
Oh.
But I just call him Ken.
Yeah, fuck it, why not?
Yeah.
Yep.
Now,
do you think he has
my
a broom?
My neighbor is Ronald.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what he'll be able to do, but if you can't get Ken on the phone, he can go over and draw his attention to it.
Yeah,
his phone number is 639. Oh, right on, okay. On both of those.
All righty, that's the neighbor Ronald.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is awesome. I really appreciate the help.
Okay. Hope it works. I'm sorry I'm not home to help you.
Oh, it's no problem. We just need someone with a broom to get up there and knock it down so it can fly away and get to its destination.
Okay.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing a program to honor Vietnam veterans. We have about 71 veterans that
cool.
We're going to pin there with the
pin. Like Ken.
Yeah. They're Vietnam veterans. This is the 50th year of Vietnam War, so we're trying to recognize the Vietnam veterans.
I see. That's great. That's really awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to call Kian.
Right.
And thank you so much for all the info.
Okay. And if you don't get him, because he's out in the yard raking, and
yep.
He might have left his phone in his truck, so call Ronnie, and Ronnie will go over there and say, hey, Ken.
Oh, that's how it works.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, all right, then. Give your wife kisses for me.
All right.
And have a nice day, and hope you enjoy your Saturday.
Thank you.
Hugs and kisses.
Bye.
Bye. Let's push some buttons. That'll work. Click, click.
Hello, Bob? Bob, this is the operator, AT&T.
Bob! AT&T operator here.
Hello? We're going to have to ask you to stop clicking on the phone.
All right, I got to hang up before he calls people. Let me call Kian. I don't know what to do. Like, I could say I'm Bob. I could say I could say this is the neighbor Ronnie. I've been looking at you the whole time. And what was he saying about his name? I didn't get any of that. Like he has some crazy foreign name, but he just calls him Ken. Kian? I mean, oh man, Kian left his phone in the truck again. He's always doing that. So I got to call Ronnie, and Ronnie will come over and say, hey. Yep, good old Ronnie. He's dependable.
Your call has been
unlike Ken. Can't count on Ken for anything. Just leaves his phone in the truck while he's doing work.
Hello, please leave a message.
Fucking Ronnie, come on. Maybe if I call from Bob's area code. Hopefully when he gave those numbers out, you guys didn't hear it. I pushed a button. I got a button set up, you guys. I worked on audio shit, and I can block out phone numbers from going out on the air on Mixlr. It's like living in the future. Assuming it worked. I'm assuming you guys didn't hear the numbers.
Hello. Please leave a message.
Fuck! Ronnie, come on.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Ronnie. Hey, this is Ken. I'm next door. I'm doing work for Bob and Harriet while they're out at the veterans thing. And I accidentally left my phone in the truck. Do you think you could come over here and ask me to go get it, to go pick it up, go answer it? Because I left it in the truck. If you could just come over here real quick before I finish doing my work here in the yard. And also, you've been at the window. Could you please stop looking at me? But most importantly, please come over and let me know to get my truck. I mean, get my phone out of the truck. I'm gonna copy the name and address here, put it in my notes so I remember. I'm not drinking, I promise. This will all make sense when you come over and tell me to get my phone out of the truck so I can hear it ring. Because I forgot I left it in the truck while I do work. Okay, bye. See ya. Oh, shit. Why is the dial tone happening? Okay, there we go. I was trying to do the hang-up noise on him. I forgot. Yeah, so, I didn't get any of the people to pick up. I guess I can try Ken one more time. One last time, but his phone's in the truck. He left it in the truck like a doofus.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Ken?
Or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Ken. This is Ronnie next door. I know you're over there doing some work for Bob and Harriet. And I've been looking, you know, just sitting at the window. Just looking. Just watching you. Doing a good job. Keep it up. Have a nice day. Bye. That should weird everyone out. Maybe I'll give them those numbers a try again in a little while after they've had time to check their messages. That last guy I talked to, his email address is something at Belt...
Mike, Maria, Lena, and Addie. I'm sorry.
It's his name, at, and then bellsouth.net. Does that even exist still? Can you still email people at bellsouth.net? Since that phone company doesn't really exist anymore. Okay, next is Stan and Louise. He lives at a P.O. box, so I think I'm just going to do the post office thing unless you guys have a better idea. I should just ask him why he has a P.O. box. Tell him how sketchy that is. Like, what are you afraid of? Trying to hide deliveries from your wife or something? Getting dirty magazines?
The person you have dialed can't take your call now.
Balls. F in reality says Carrot Top bought out his P.O. box. That'll be the third thing I tell him if he picks up. I don't think he's going to pick up, though.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. Roy from the post office.
Yes.
Yes, I need to let you know you're getting a new post office lady starting Monday morning.
Okay, now is this, which post office is this?
The one here in, we deliver your mail there on Keystone.
Okay.
Yep, and she starts on Monday, and don't call her a mail lady, because she's not a mail. She's a post office lady. She's a post lady. She'll get
a post lady.
Yeah, she gets really angry. She's very irritable. So like don't try and small talk her or anything. Just let her be. Let her do her job.
Okay.
Just be careful, because between you and me, it's that time of the month for her.
Okay.
And she's very, very grouchy.
So let me ask you this question: what happened to the guy that we had before?
We let him go.
Okay.
He was. We have this strict policy against being a motherfucker, and he was being a motherfucker, so we had to let him go. It wasn't my decision. It was just the government's decision.
Well, I'm surprised.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Are you calling everybody on this route to tell them that?
No, just you, because you were so mean to the previous guy.
I was never mean to the previous.
Well,
guy.
Maybe not. Maybe not mean, but like passive aggressive. Oh, that sucks. Why did he hang up? Should I call back? Well, that was an idea by Parkman. So
your call has.
It's his fault that that guy hung up. I should have been like, well, it's not that you're mean. It's just that you have resting bitch face, and it just people think you're mean. That's all. Tim wants me to say that I'm from the post office, and I just found a letter for them that had fallen behind the counter in 1976. And when they ask what it is, I'll be like, you could save money on your insurance, or I don't know. What kind of junk mail did they send out in 1976? Or I'll just tell them I threw it away. Can't just be opening their mail. Holy shit, it's 11 o'clock. Have I been doing an hour yet? I think that means, yeah, I've been doing an hour and 11 minutes. That means that we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to play some sort of thing. Somebody was asking me to play Channel Zero earlier, so I think that's going to be what I'm going to play right now.
Approximately 50 years ago, under the direction of President Harry...
But we're going to play, like, you know, just two or three songs. I'm going to go get some Pepsi, maybe something to eat, and I'm going to come back and do, like, maybe another 45 minutes or so before we get out of here. So, everyone, go synchronize peeing and stuff.
And in the interest of BRB. National security... A group of 12 top military scientific personnel were established. This group's primary objective was to desensitize us to the truth and to suppress the material evidence that our plan...
I can't find the Willy Wonka song, Tim. I looked for it. I think it's gone. I lost it. I'm going to find it again, though. Hey, what a good time to play voicemails. Let's do that right
hey,
now.
Hey, Brad. This is Nick, you know, from the other day, the dick pic guy.
Yeah.
That was just a big goof. I was just goofing on you. I knew how it worked.
Teehee.
But I had this awesome.
I've already forgotten what you're talking about.
Idea. And no idea. I had to call you and tell you about it. I work with a company, and I work with a bunch of grocery stores and shit, like Publix's and all that bullshit.
Great.
What they do is
what a great
they
idea.
Take pictures of their managers
for me.
With their names right there. What I could do is I could send you the numbers and then take a picture of the people there. So when you call and say, "Hey, I'm almost quality assurance," and your manager said the you know, said that I need to assure the quality of this fucking store, you know, and so it'd make it seem legit as shit. And when that happens, you could have the cashier hand over the phone to the customers and say that this cashier identified you as a thief, and you had a lot of you know white privilege and you know you've been leaving tampon wrappers in aisle 7, you son of a bitch, you could just. You
sounds like me.
Pull a double goof on him. They'll like screw up the whole day. You know those motherfuckers. You get them right there.
That's right.
You know? Sons of bitches.
They deserve it.
All right. Well, that's it. That's all for me. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
So, fuck you, man. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow, you got me. Wait, like you were kidding about the entire voicemail. Oh, okay. I get it now. That was a good one.
Hi, Brad. It's Lynn. I just was calling to say happy spooky Halloween.
Okay, thanks, Liz. Happy spooky Halloween to you, too. Hey, just so you know, there is more show after these voicemails. The show's not over yet, so, you know, just skip ahead 10-15 minutes. But to be honest, you know, the first half of the show was the good half. After the voicemails, it's just going to be a bunch of shit calls. I would just turn the show off now, you guys.
Hey, Roy.
Fuck it, you know.
Steve Falcon here. And like I said last voicemail, I'm an audition. But you sounded skeptical, so you know what? We're going to do a trick right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Do it.
Pull out a calculator on your phone. Do it.
Look, I don't know how old you think I am, Mr. Falcon, but I have a solar-powered calculator here on my desk that I'm going to use.
Type in a number between 1 and 10. Okay, a whole number.
Okay, done.
All right, you got it?
Yep.
All right, multiply it by 2.
Didn't take that long, really. Come on. Okay.
All right.
Multiply it by 2.
Now add 6.
Plus 6, okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Now divide it by 2.
Alright.
And now subtract your original number from it.
I forget the... Okay, I think...
Alright, so now you have a number. Alright?
Yep.
Now, I want you to take that number, say A is 1, B is 2, C is 3, 4 is D, etc. Alright?
Okay.
So you have a number? I mean, you have a letter?
Yes.
Alright. I want you to think of a plant that starts with that letter.
Whoa.
Think of it right now.
Oh my God, mind
all
blown.
Right. Now, the plant that you're thinking of is a cactus.
Fuck! How'd you know?
Did I get it?
Yeah, you
all
did.
Alright, that... Bye, Brad.
I was thinking of carrots. Really. But didn't he have me add my number in and then later I subtracted it? Come on, what kind of trick is that? I don't have time for tricks.
Hey, Brad. I was wondering, where can we find the music for the intro for Dean Kember? That one that's the 007 intro thing?
What?
I was wondering where we could find
that. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a song by Liz Darwin, and I will link to it in the show notes to my Dropbox, I guess. Even though Dropbox keeps breaking my links whenever I do that because I get too many downloads on them because I'm too cheap for the unlimited plan. I'll do that right now, though. I'm putting it in the show notes just for you.
Bradley.
Hello.
This is Dylan.
Hey.
And the reason that I sent you the email that you responded to is because I thought that you had the integrity.
Nope.
To respond.
Okay.
But since I've learned that you do not have the integrity to give me an accurate response to these emails.
What did I say? What are you talking about?
I'm going to have to change course and direction here, bud.
Oh, no.
Stay tuned.
I am a shaken. What a scary voicemail.
I have a question for you, RBCP. This is Trunk from Trunk Films. I'm going to ask you a question. If you have the...
Thanks for not talking extremely slow like that last guy.
Patreon people listening to the Hobosodes and they're paying for it. So why is it called Hobosodes?
I don't know.
Paying for it?
I wasn't thinking ahead when
During
I thought that up.
The regular shows be called Hobosodes because everybody's listening to them for free.
Okay, everyone, I'm going to switch it. These are now the Hobosodes. And the Snowplow Show is on the Patreon.
Change the Snowplow Show to be Hobosodes and then the people who actually pay get to listen to the Snowplow Shows. Just a thought.
I know.
And hopefully you don't kill yourself thinking about this over and over again while you sleep at night.
I mean, it's supposed to be a Hobosode because there's not much to it. Like, it's just... Well, I mean, originally it was supposed to be like a prank and a voicemail. It's like a mini episode of the Snowplow Show. It's basically the Snowplow Hobosodes. But it's getting to the point where I put just as much effort into Hobosodes as I do Snowplow Shows, so what's the point? I don't know. Just be happy you get extra shows if you support the show on patreon.com/phonelosers. Like, go sign up right now. You've got 50 whole Hobosodes. Like, hours and hours of extra content that you can't hear unless you pay for it. Don't you feel like a hobo not paying for it?
Gex Cola. No. This isn't a game. Alright? It's me.
Are you drunk?
Gex. Gex the Gecko.
Yeah.
Alright, man?
Spell it phonetically.
Alright? Help. Stop. Stop this. Alright? Surrender the name Gex. I'm the only Gex on the show.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Someone giving you shit about your name. I saw you whining about that in the Discord room. And I see you've sent me about 100,000 other voicemails here, which I'm deleting and not listening to, not even a little bit. Quit being such a Corbin guy with your multiple voicemails. Here, I'm going to save your name to your phone number so I know which ones to delete. Isn't that exciting? You're in my address book now.
Hey, Brad, I got an idea for the show. How about you prank call 911?
Okay.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah.
And I do it a few times.
Why not?
It always turns out great. Okay, bye.
I could be like, help, help, I'm being stabbed. LOL. Best prank ever.
Hey, Brad, it's Bandit the male stripper. Bandit.
Okay, all right. I'm going to save you in my address book right now because I can never understand what you're saying. And I will forget as soon as this voicemail is over. Bandit the male stripper. You can now officially never change your name.
B-A-N-D, however the hell you spell it.
Yeah, D as in dog. I mean W.
It's like, you know, like a guy.
Bandit the male
like
stripper.
Like robbed somebody or something. A bandit. Bandit
yeah.
The male stripper.
Okay, I got it.
I remember explaining this.
Tandy the male stripper.
Everyone. And you're supposed to have all of your voicemail people's calls all memorized. You're supposed to know this already.
Nope.
I'm the original Mr. Potato Head. But someone commandeered that name, which I don't
yeah.
care about.
I think it was Gex.
Like, normally, no one likes any idea I come up with. So when somebody plagiarizes me, I'm like, you like that? You're stealing that? Really? Cool. So, I don't care. He can have it. He actually tweaked it a little bit, and he's Mr. Tomato Head. And that's cool. I'm glad. But,
it's a whole different thing.
So now I am Bandit the Male Stripper. Remember, I wear a Zorro mask and a Speedo, and I get on stage and jape and cavort.
Yeah, let's see someone steal that.
And I make
motherfuckers.
Dollars as tips, and they go in my Speedo.
Yep.
Don't you remember any of this?
Send a picture.
Oh, well. That's Bandit the Male Stripper.
I'll add a picture to your profile here.
I'll come to the all-male review. I'll be here all week.
Brad Carter. This is Agent Kevin Smith with the FBI.
Oh, okay.
We found marijuana Kevin in your Smith. Keyboard when we were going through your computers, and we're coming to arrest you.
Shit.
So you better not run or hide.
The lab away. Reports just came back,
and
right?
There's Jack Eloquent again. Hey, love your show. I want to say, tell that Uncle Scott guy to call more. That guy cracks me the hell up.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, what happened to him?
Yeah.
Like, he died, but then he started calling again? It's probably a fake Uncle Scott.
Yeah, definitely. Anyways, toodles, and thanks for all the giggles and laughs, and you're handsome. You're such a handsome boy.
No, I'm not. don't patronize me.
So handsome. If anyone disagrees with me, I swear to God,
fuck
I'll
you,
fucking kill him.
Jack.
I'll kill him. Just kidding. Thanks for the show. Toodles, man.
All right. Enjoy your drugs, Jack. Here, I'm going to save him to the address book, too. Jack Heliquin. Everyone's getting saved today, because, you know, it's Sunday that I'm recording this, so...
Hi, Snowplow Show.
That
this is Tim.
Funny,
Van
I swear.
I was just thinking, wouldn't it be fun if you did a whole show of Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton and called it Lieutenants from Hell? Okay, that should be enough time for the rim shot.
Yeah,
hope you like the idea.
There you go.
It took about 3 hours and 45 minutes of my time to think of, so I wasn't able to get any of my work done. My son is not going to eat dinner tonight.
Yeah,
so
fuck him.
Thanks a lot.
Who cares?
See ya later.
Lieutenants from Hell. I've got to do that. That's got to be a show title. Maybe I will only call apartment complexes from, from space. What a great idea.
Hi, Snowplow Show. This is Tim Rig E.
And you and your weird-ass name is going into my address book only because I still have my notepad list opened up here on my computer, which has the exact spelling of your name and all your weird capital letters wherever they go. I wouldn't have known how to do that otherwise. So you get an entry in the PLA address book forever.
Hello, Brad.
Hey.
It's Redbeard.
I know, because you already have an entry in here in the address book. I always know it's you.
I'm just calling, listening to the show.
Figured
I'd call and tell you. I don't know what the fuck I was going to tell you. I don't have a reason to fucking call and sit
on. You know, I changed the outgoing message to, like, give you guys a chance to prepare what you're going to say. I did a countdown. I'm like, 3, 2, 1, okay, go. And you guys still just ramble and forget what you're going
to
say.
The show. I love you. Doing a good job. I didn't mean to say that I wanted to apologize for being so hateful last time.
That's okay.
The truth is, if it weren't for you, I don't know what the fuck I'd listen to. Because Dwight sucks. I listen to Dwight when you don't make shows, and all he does is makes me wish you'd make a fucking show. So anyway.
Wait, all he does is what?
All he does is makes me wish you'd make a fucking show. So anyways.
Okay. I don't know. I kind of like Dwight. I listen to him. If you don't like him, just don't listen to him. That's all you gotta do.
That show was pretty good. What you doing? That was a pretty good show. Alright, keep it up, fuck boy. Love
why don't you.
You
do that, Dwight? Why don't you ask people what they're doing? And then Redbeard won't have anything to complain about.
Bye, Brad. Redbeard? Oh,
yeah, fuck you, Redbeard. Making fun of shows I like.
Hey, Roy, it's James.
I don't make fun of your stupid name, do I?
Psycho Product Management. Let me let you know.
We're losing him.
Sports team.
I think even if his phone connection didn't suck, he's still mumbling a whole bunch. Sorry, Wisconsin person. Try again sometime.
Hey, RB, it's Kaori. I had a quick question. How come you're not burping at people, man? Like, remember that episode where some guy burped at you and you just pretty much ended the show over it?
I
feel like you drink enough Pepsi to muscle one out. I think, like,
pisses me off.
You know, they're talking, they're waiting for you to respond, and you just lay out a nasty one for them. I don't know. I think it'd be pretty hilarious. All right, peace.
Okay, I'm going to start burping in shows more often. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts since about, I don't know, whenever I started PLA Radio, 2006 or something. And I hate it when people burp on their shows. It's just pointless and stupid. Who wants to hear that? I've actually unsubscribed from shows because they burp too much. And I know that's going to make people start calling into the voicemail and burping a whole bunch, but guess what? It's not going to get played. People already do that all the time. It's just not a very Christian way to act, okay? That's all.
Hey there, Brad. It's Nippler.
Hey there.
I'm having a little bit of difficulty with the Patreon, so I'm just going to donate through the voicemail line. I hope that's okay with you.
Oh, sure. No problem.
I've got a lot of quarters here.
I only take Redbox tones. It's
got
to be Redbox tones.
You got a lot of quarters, man. Got a lot of quarters here. I'm going to put them inside
the
payphone
right now. I hear
some pennies,
nickels. Oh, there we go. This is better.
Okay, that was one quarter. Let me just put in the other one.
Now I know he's telling the truth.
All right. The next quarter goes in now.
Okay, really slow at this.
There's another quarter. Yeah, I'm going to put that in now.
Didn't I fuck with an AT&T operator like this once? Are you making fun of me?
There, it's in the machine. Did you hear it? I put the quarter in the machine.
Yay.
Come on, open up.
Oh, and he just kind of fades away at that point. Probably the phone company broke his door down, had him arrested for being in possession of Redbox tones.
Hello, this is Danny. You probably will be in the chat room. I admire you. A long time ago, I want to get to know you.
Yeah, I can't understand you. Sounds hilarious, though.
1, 2, 3.
It's funny, the translation for that voicemail just says, dude, over and over.
Hey, Brad, this is Sloptart. I called in on the last episode. I sang that beautiful rendition of Ain't No Sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
You did make some totally beautiful comment about how my call was from a private number. So I'm going to unblock the number this time so that you can see it. Please do not abuse it. Please don't take advantage of that.
Like, I want to talk to you people.
I will fucking tell on you. And besides that, just, you know, I want to let you know, great show. Listen to every episode that comes out. Big fan. So keep the good work, man. And peace.
Yeah, nice sarcasm. I don't know what I said about your phone number. I'm sure I was just, like, being a dick like I always am. But I don't care if people call in anonymous. I don't want people to think I'm, like, collecting phone numbers here or anything. It's just easier to know who's calling in. I can just look through the list, see who the voicemails are, delete all the duplicates from Corbin guy and that Gex kid.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
I know what this is.
Repeat, respond if you can hear me. I'm in here inside your body.
Oh no.
I was supposed to be injected into the body of a laboratory rabbit, and somehow I got inside you instead.
Crap.
My name is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton.
And that's the end of the voicemail. Thanks for calling in, Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. Apparently I have a tiny man inside of my body, or a rabbit inside my body. I don't know. I couldn't understand the voicemail. But I think that's my cue to stop playing voicemails and get back to the live show. This is going to be the end part of the live show, the part that's not very good. Like all the funny pranks, those happened on the beginning of the show. So here's the rest of the show with the unfunny pranks. Enjoy!
Hello to all you Snowplow Show listeners. Mr. Pickles here from the Slug Plug Podcast. Reminding everyone to make a small monthly donation to the Snowplow Show's Patreon page.
Hello, Danny?
Hello, Danny.
Hey, Danny. Danny? Danny?
Yeah, it's Danny.
Oh, hey, Danny. It's Roy. What you doing?
This is who?
This is Roy. I'm calling you from Amazon. About, we're trying to set up drone delivery for your house, and we got to figure out where you want the landing pad in your yard. And we're looking on your...
I'm not expecting anything from Amazon.
Well, yeah, but we're going to start doing deliveries via drone. So the drone's going to come out of the sky, and it's got to know where to land. So do you want the drones to be landing on your roof? We can land it in your pool next to the driveway. We can put it right in the middle of the driveway, but you might drive over it, so you don't want that.
Well, I sort of know what is in the pool.
Well, we could put a landing pad, like a floating, like a barge, like a landing, like like SpaceX does. It's no big deal.
No, that's fine.
It's just we got to be careful because you got so many trees around your house.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, why are you giggling? Are you a damn schoolgirl or something?
Yeah, it could be.
I'm just trying to set up your landing pad here.
Well, I tell you what, you just set it up, and if the damn thing makes it, it makes it, okay?
Well, no, hey, if you lose packages, it's not our fault if you have a shitty spot for a landing pad. That's your own fault, not ours. That was dumb. What the hell was that? Danny sure is a happy person, though. He's on some good meds today. I bet you he would have put his dog on. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but like all this whole directory has pictures of the people I'm calling, so I see what they look like. And this guy is wearing a, I think the color.
Hello.
Oh, hello, George.
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy, your neighbor.
Yeah.
Hey, what you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah, just what you doing?
Nothing. Who is this?
This is Roy. I live over on Keller Boulevard. You know where that is?
Oh, what boulevard?
Keller Boulevard.
Not really.
Quick chat room. Why am I calling? Yeah, I'm your neighbor. This is Roy. What you doing?
Not doing anything.
Cool. You're not watching the game or anything?
Yeah.
Football. It's the football day.
Occasionally.
Well, I mean, are you today? Are you keeping up with it? Do you know who's winning? Because my cable's out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, hey, we got an Amazon delivery here for you. It has your name on it. I think they sent it to us by mistake.
And where is it?
It's a delivery drone. It came out of the sky. It's like a big Amazon box, and it has your name and address on it. And I think it was supposed to go to your house, but I guess it got messed up because it landed here in our yard. And it's asking.
Okay.
It's asking for
well,
you.
I'll come get it sometime. But,
well, no, I think you need to immediately because it's like it's on. It's asking. Like there's a voice coming out of the drone. It's saying for you to come over and sign for it.
You've lost me because I don't know what you're talking about.
Amazon. Do you know what Amazon is?
Sure, I know what Amazon is.
Okay. You've got a package from Amazon. It just arrived. It landed in the backyard, and it's asking for you. It wants you to come over and sign your name.
Let it take it back.
Why? You don't want your package?
If so.
Were you expecting something?
No.
Well, what if it's important? What do you want me to send it back for? I don't know how to send it back. I don't know how these things
work.
I don't either.
It's not mine.
Well, you don't have to be a jerk about it.
What address does it have on it?
It says 106. It's smudged.
Well, where do you live?
I live, I'm just a few blocks away. I mean, not a few blocks. I'm over on Keller Boulevard.
Keller, I don't know where that is.
Okay. Well, I'm still your neighbor. You know, it's just a few blocks.
And what's your last name, Roy?
Like, how long have you lived there that you don't even know where Keller Lane is?
I lived in Clemson 47 years.
And you don't know where Keller Lane is?
Like, No, I don't.
Do you ever leave the house?
No, never.
I was thinking I could just keep this drone, like, I could just lock it down to the ground so it can't fly away, and maybe we could sell the parts.
That's fine. You do what you need to do.
No,
okay.
No. Look. I'll sell the parts, and we'll split the profits. I'll sell them on eBay. Seriously.
Do what you want to do, my friend.
Okay. You'll take the money, though, if I bring it over, right?
No.
These drones are worth thousands of dollars. Oh, he's uncomfortable with that. Okay, no more what you doing calls, I promise. Well, no, I'm going to say I'm from the post office, though, before I ask what they're doing. I'm going to stop looking at their addresses. That's taking forever. I Regret Jumping said he took so long. He took too long. It started the self-destruct sequence. Oh, yeah, he's wearing like a teal jacket or like, oh, man, I don't know my colors.
Hello, please leave a message.
Like a day-glow blue thing, turquoise kind of. He's an insurance guy, and he kind of looks like an insurance guy, but he's wearing, like, this weird light blue jacket. I was trying to make fun of his jacket, and he had to interrupt me by picking up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Larry's a retired CEO. He's got a BS...
Hello?
Hello, Larry?
Yes.
This is Roy from the post office.
I'm sorry, Roy, from where?
The post office.
From the post office,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're people that bring your mail to you. I'm calling to let you know that
okay.
You don't have any special deliveries today. You don't have any registered mail or anything you have to sign for. No boxes, nothing's coming in today, just so you know.
Okay, why would you call me and tell me that?
It's a new service we provide. We're trying to compete with Amazon. So we're going to be calling you at least twice a day to let you know that there are currently no deliveries coming, no special deliveries, no boxes, just so you're not expecting them, you know?
This is pretty funny.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. This is like we're competing with Amazon. They have an app that does this, and we're going to be doing the same thing, only through the phone.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I want two calls from you a day telling me that.
Oh, well, we can lower it down to one.
But, now, how about lowering it down to zero?
Oh, no, that wouldn't be very competitive, would it? Like, if you don't want to pick up the call, that's fine. We'll just leave a message on your machine, and you can listen to it later to find out that you don't have any packages.
No, I'm instructing you not to make that phone call.
No, it's just going to be once a day. Like, we're allowed to do once a day. That's the law. You know, don't be a dick about it.
We'll see about that.
Don't be a dick about it. We're just trying to compete. That's all.
Yeah. We'll see.
Well, just, you know, stop. You don't have to be a dick. So did he believe it or did he not believe it? I mean, he... I'm very confused about that one. Oh, yeah. I remember what I'm supposed to do. It's like somebody earlier told me that they... Tim Riggi, the 1976 letter that we just found addressed to them. I think this one is not a good candidate for that because she looks kind of young. Let me skip that one. Go down to the next old person. Oh, yeah. Johnny Lemon. Make it from 2001. Okay, I'll go back and call the girl from before. We've got a letter here from way back in 2009. Can you believe it? The stupid directory doesn't have their the year of their birthday. I know this lady's birthday is May 10th. Her anniversary is on May 20th. That means her husband only has to do one gift. He can just do it like on the 15th.
Hello?
Hi, Candy?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Roy from the post office.
Yes, sir.
And we found a letter addressed to you. It looks like it fell behind the counter back in 2003.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yep, a letter from 2003 addressed to you. We found it just today. Can you believe it?
No, that's craziness.
I know.
Then, are y'all just going to deliver it on Monday? Or?
No. It's past its delivery expiration date. You'd have to put another stamp on it. So instead, I'm just gonna rip it up.
Okay, who is this really?
This is Roy from the post office. He's ripping up your letter.
Well, the reason that it's strange is because, of course, I wasn't living here in 2003.
Well, I
was actually states away.
Did I tell? I didn't say which post office, did I? It could have been the one states and states away.
Well, it's a Greenville phone number.
Well, you know, maybe I spoofed it to throw you off.
And then, what was the other thing? Well, my mom worked for the post office, and they would never rip mail up.
Crap, you got me. It's true. Oh, fuck. I seriously did not mean to hang up on her. Like, my mind is broken. I thought I was turning off the rip sound effect, but I actually hung up on her. Shit! I'm such a stupid... I'm going to hit myself in the head. It wasn't going anywhere anyway. She knew it was just sitting there listing the reasons why she doesn't believe me.
Hey, Central.
Hi, Brandon?
No. He actually just left.
Brandon just left? What did I reach?
This is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, what you doing?
Can I ask who's calling?
I'm calling from the post office. This is Roy.
Uh-huh.
I just need to talk to Brandon, because we found a letter.
He just left for the day.
Fuck.
So he's not going to be back in until Monday.
Balls. What did I reach? Where does he work?
He's actually the owner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't understand any of that. Okay, I guess I'll try a sell then.
Okay.
I guess. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm working.
What are you doing? What do you do there? Are you doing like paperwork or are you helping customers?
No, sir. We change role.
Oh, is there anyone in the waiting area right now?
There's one person
okay.
that I've actually got to get back to.
Oh, yeah, if you could just put them on the phone, and that way you can get back to your thing, and I'll just talk to them.
Okay, thank you, sir.
No, and Brandon bye-bye. Brandon said it's cool.
Oh, okay, bye-bye.
No, really. Just put him on the phone. Damn it. I wanted to tell him what was wrong with his car.
Hello?
Hi, Brandon?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Roy from the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just calling to let you know that we found a letter here behind the counter that was mm-hmm. Addressed to you, and it's dated from 1989. And, you know, we just... It looks like a letter of yours was lost back in 1989. Did you just unzip your zipper? What was that noise? Hello? What was that? Man, I'm almost finished with this directory. This directory is going to be done forever. Delete it finally. Arb's directory. And the last few haven't had pictures on them, so I don't know how old they are. But this person has a home phone and a fax line, so they've got to be at least 80.
Your call has been forwarded to an auto...
Darn it. I regret Jumpy wants me to tell them that the letter is a rebate check from Pornhub.
This is Jim and Lou's answering machine. I'm sorry, they can't come to the phone right now. They'll leave your name and number. I'll have them call you back. Have a good day.
What?
Thank you.
Got his neighbor to do it or something? Hey, Jim and Louise. I was just calling to prank call you, but you're not picking up. So I'm going to copy and paste your cell number. Give me 1 second. All right, here we go. I'm going to put it on three-way. It'll be really funny if you pick up and this is on your machine. Doing a three-way call now. Hi, is Jim around? Oh, shoot. Hold on 1 second. It looks like you picked up your home phone. Hey, Louise. It's Roy from the post office.
Yeah, okay.
Hey there. I was just calling to let you know we found a letter here that fell behind the counter. Way back in 1983. And
what?
We found an old letter here. It's a
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's addressed to you guys. I mean, it's addressed to Jim. But is he around?
Yeah, Jim.
Yeah. Just Jim, found this old letter here.
Pick up.
Does it
say who it's from?
It's hard to read, but I don't remember.
So,
I don't remember because I already threw it away.
You threw the letter away?
Yeah. I mean, it's an old stamp. The old stamps, you know, the old postage is just 23 cents or whatever. That's not enough to cover postage to bring it on over. We're not made of money.
So why did you call me?
Just to let you know. I thought it was pretty cool. It's like, whoa, blast from the past.
It's
like one of those.
I mean, we would have come to pick it up. Certainly.
Oh, I didn't. Maybe I could go dig it out of the trash. Is Jim around?
He's right.
All right, here.
Oh, hey, Jim.
Hi.
Oh, we found this letter here. I told Louise we threw it away, but it's still here. Don't shh. But it's like, do you want to come get it? It's for you. She was trying to.
Where are you?
Oh,
where are you?
Oh. Hey, Louise. We're at the post office.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yep. And 23 cents, postage is 49 cents these days. So, Jim, are you still around?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to need 26 cents in cash.
Okay.
And it's a letter from 1983. I can open it if you want. Right now.
Who's it to?
Jim.
It's to you.
Oh. No, don't open it. Who's it from?
Well, I don't know if I should say.
Why not?
Well, it's okay, look. It is way back in 1983. It's from it's from Pornhub.com. It's a rebate check.
What?
It's a rebate check from Pornhub. I don't even think the check's good anymore. Look, to be honest, I opened it already. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have opened it. I just thought it was really cool.
Oh. And throw it away.
Yeah.
Throw it away? Why? You don't want it? It's just 26 cents.
No.
Can't you afford it?
No.
No.
Why don't you want it? It might be good. It's a rebate check.
It doesn't, I don't care what kind of a rebate check it is.
It's from Pornhub. From Pornhub.com. And it's dated 1983, but there's no expiration on it.
This is strange, you know.
What's strange about it? I mean, it's just a mistake. It's not like I did it. I didn't lose the letter. It just fell behind the counter.
Well, that's all right. Just throw it away. That's fine.
I can send it, like, if, I don't know, you don't want to come and get it, Jim? Like don't let your wife tell you what to do. You can come and get it.
No, I don't need it.
Okay, well, it just seems like she's being She's kind of like trying to run the show.
Oh.
And she said she's going to pass the phone over, but then she just stayed on.
Yeah.
Like she's got a spy on you or something.
No.
But do you remember like signing up for Pornhub.com back in 1983 and they offered a rebate check? That's what.
No, I did not.
Hmm. That's what it says here. Maybe this is just junk mail.
Well, it may be. It's not something I signed up for.
You weren't on Pornhub.com in 1983?
No.
Huh. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I can go ahead and rip it up and shred it or whatever. Or I could send I could just send it over and postage due. You could just pay when they get there. You know, pay 26 cents.
We can just hang up.
Okay. What are you guys whispering to each other? That was weird. What the hell was that? What am I doing? Whose idea was that about the rebate check? I can't remember. It wasn't mine. I wonder how long it's going to take him to realize there was no Pornhub in 1983. I've got two numbers left in the directory, and I should probably try and call Kian back. And you know, Bob's neighbor, Ronnie. Is that what it was? Yeah, Bob and Harriet. Ah, Columbia Record House Club thing. I scammed so much money from them, Mr. Heckler. That's what I should tell him. Like, you'll never believe it. You get 12 tapes for a penny.
Hello?
Hello, Lee? James?
Yes.
Something? I don't know.
Yes.
I'm calling from the post office.
Yes.
And it looks like we've got a letter here addressed to you, and it fell behind the counter back in 1991. Yep. We just found it. We're doing a little bit of remodeling and cleaning up, and found this letter. It's for you. It's 1981.
1981.
I mean, yeah, that's what the postmark says.
Okay.
Yep, and it's addressed to you. The postage you have on here, it's only 23 cents though. That's not going to cover delivery. So should I just rip it up?
What address do you have that it's coming to?
Looks like College Avenue. Suite number two.
What's that?
Suite number two.
Yeah, but I've only been in that office since 2004.
Well, this is 1981. The return address is Dr. Emmett Brown. Do you know anyone named Dr. Emmett Brown?
No. I don't know anybody that by that name.
Well, it's addressed to you, 1981. I can open it if you want, but you need to bring 26 cents over.
Are you open right now?
Yeah, well, you know, the lobby's not open. We're just in here sorting mail and stuff, but we were cleaning up behind the counter and found this one for you from 1981. Doc Brown.
Well,
the letter says Mark. I'm sorry, what?
I'll be glad to come over and get it since it's over there.
Yeah.
So where do I come? The front entrance?
Yeah, just in the lobby area where all the post office things are. There's a little doorbell next to the door.
Yeah.
Just push that button.
Okay, and I need to bring 26 cents with me?
Yeah, 26 cents. Exactly. We don't have change.
Okay.
And you don't know anyone named Dr. Emmett Brown?
No.
You might want to write that down.
All right.
Emmett Brown. Dr. Emmett Brown.
Okay, but why would I write it down if I'm coming over there to get it?
I don't know. It's just like that's what it says in the return address. Brown Scientific Services Incorporated.
Okay.
And you have to be here within 13 minutes. That's when I start my lunch break. Now, I ain't answering that doorbell for no one.
Okay.
When my lunch break starts.
All right, I'll come over there in a minute.
You know, fuck that shit.
Thank you. What's that?
I said I'm not going to answer the doorbell because I'll be eating my lunch. It's my only lunch break. I only get 20 minutes. So if anyone rings the bell, you know, fuck that shit. I'm just going to pretend I'm not here. I'm just going to be quietly eat my sandwich.
Okay. All right. I'll be there in a few minutes.
All right. 12 minutes.
All right. Thank you.
The clock's ticking. I love how you asked, what's that? Can you let me type a note on this one? Call back at noon. Or, I don't know. Like, should I call him back? I think, was that the last? Hold on. I think he's the last guy in the directory. Yeah, the directory's over. I want to do this post office thing, though. I don't feel like it worked out as well as it could have. I want to tell people we found old letters from him. I should do another whole live show of just nothing but that. That was fun. I had fun doing that. Let's try and call Ken. And then I will do an attempt at the final boss, but I really doubt that's going to happen because, you know, what are the odds that there's really going to be a 420?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
420-6969. So Ken, his phone is turned off now. Either that or he's dialing a number because it's going straight to voicemail. So he left it in his truck.
Your call has been...
He left it in his truck so long that the battery ran down. Fucking Ken. Let's try Ronnie next door. Yeah, and I really want to do the bubble camping thing, too. Wish I had more time today. Damn it. I have to do a show tomorrow, I guess.
Hello?
Hi, Ronnie?
Yeah.
Hey, it's...
Who is me?
It's Ken. I didn't say me. This is Ken next door. I'm doing work for Bob and Harriet. You know?
Who is this?
This is Ken. I'm doing work here next door over at Bob and Harriet's house.
Hey, can you hold on just a minute?
Why? What are you doing?
Hold on.
Why? What are you doing? Hello? Ronnie? Oh, I heard a door squeak. Shit's going down. He's bringing in a witness or something. Uh-oh. Are they bringing in... is he bringing Bob and Harriet over?
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, hey. Where'd you go?
You were talking to me.
Where'd you go?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Ken. Who's this?
Who are you trying to talk to?
Well, I was calling for Ronnie. Like, what's with the third degree I'm getting here?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I was just calling to talk to Ronnie. Did I get the wrong number? Jeez. I didn't expect a big old ordeal here. Please explain yourself.
What is your intention and purpose calling this number?
Well, I was calling... did I get the wrong number? I'm sorry if I got the wrong number.
I believe so. You need to stop calling this number, okay?
Okay, well, I just called for Ronnie. Did I not reach Ronnie?
And what do you need from Ronnie?
Well, this is Kian. Next door, I was doing some work for Harriet and Bob.
What work are you doing for Harriet and Bob?
Oh, that's none of your business.
Well, then you don't need to be calling over here.
Don't be such a nosy neighbor. I just wanted to...
Okay.
Look, while I was over here doing work...
Hey, listen, whatever your intentions is, your plan will not be successful.
What plan? What plan are you talking
okay.
about?
Okay. Goodbye.
I don't have any plan. Maybe they'll pick back up. I feel like it's still on the line. All right, bye, click. All right. My plan has been foiled. God damn it. Oh well. So I guess Bob and Harriet and Kian and Ronnie, they've all, you know, gotten together, shared stories, and they're trying to figure shit out. They know about the plan. That was bizarre. All right, I'm going to call that last guy. He's still got 7 minutes. He's only, you know, he's rushing to the post office right now. He's probably driving really fast and he's going to get in a car accident. It's going to be my fault. Rest in peace, James. I think that was his name.
Yes?
I'm unwrapping my sandwich. I'm unwrapping it. I'm just letting you know. I set my sandwich out.
I just knocked on the door.
Oh, you did? I didn't hear you. Did you ring the doorbell?
There is no doorbell on that door.
No, on the left side. I'm talking about inside the lobby.
I'm inside the lobby.
Yeah, the doorbell.
There is no doorbell, sir, and this is a bullshit call.
What? Two calls in a row I've gotten called out on my bullshit. Damn it. When I try and do final boss calls on these 420-6969 numbers, they never work out. Like, it's never a good number for some reason. I don't know why, but that's the number I've been calling from today, so I'm going to call that number, ask if I've got any messages.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 864420.
I mean, it's ringing.
9 6 9 is not available. Apple?
It's ringing four times. So I guess that's it, everyone. That's the end of today's show. It's almost noon. I got shit to do today. Got to go to the post office, pick up my packages, go out and do some yard work, go camping with my son. You know, normal stuff and all that. So, yeah, I guess I'll see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in. How many people we have? 65 people listening today. I forgot to put this in the shoutcast, like always. Oops. Oh, well.
Number and try again.